Today, we're talking about paraskevidecatriophobia, which is an irrational fear of Friday the 13th. The term was coined by Dr. Donald Dossey, who was a specialist in phobias, and yes, he refers to an irrational fear of Friday the 13th, not just the movie series. So, Steve, my first question is, if you say an irrational fear, you're talking about someone who just might mildly like think, oh, it's Friday the 13th, I've got to be careful. Or are we talking about like phobia level, like doesn't leave the house, is totally freaked out? What are we talking about?
Well, that term specifically refers to a phobia, so you might need to meet the criteria for that. It's not just getting freaked out because it's Friday the 13th or just having superstitious beliefs about it. You have to actually alter your behavior in order to qualify. Now, according to some of the polls, about 10% of the US population have some belief that Friday the 13th is an unlucky day. Of course, those surveys always depend on how exactly the questions are asked. And this is a not uncommon superstition, a belief in something magical or irrational, largely based upon confirmation bias. You think there is a correlation with this, and then, well, you look for instances that support this belief. Then you may dismiss exceptions as the exceptions that prove the rule, essentially.
Those folks are going to have a tough time this year because we have Friday the 13th three times. We've already had one in February. We're having one, well, right now, this month of March. And also in November again, we have a Friday the 13th coming up.
Well, it's actually a combination of a couple of fears. One is a fear of Friday, which is kind of odd, but one possible explanation for this kind of fear was that Christ was crucified on a Friday, which was the execution day among Romans, apparently. Friday was also the hangman's day in Britain. So all of these coupled together might play into that fear. And there's also, I think, the bigger fear of the number 13 itself, also known as triskaidekaphobia. That is very prevalent, well, at least in the United States. People believe that possibly this originated from 13 people at the Last Supper. Others think that it might have to do with Loki, the Norse god of evil, who apparently started a riot when he crashed a banquet at Valhalla, attended by 12 gods, and he was the 13th.
Whoa, that Loki is a crazy guy.
Yeah, well, to this day, my mother is not comfortable when there are 13 guests seated at dinner, and she will do anything that she can to make it more than 13, or less in some cases.
Is that why she uninvited me that one time?
Well, I can't really talk about that now. But there have been a lot of studies done on whether or not Friday the 13th is actually unlucky. Because if you think of it, even from a skeptical standpoint, it stands to reason that if some people believe it's unlucky, they may behave differently and therefore end up causing trouble accidentally. Back in 2004, a study looked into road accidents and whether or not people actually got injured more on Friday the 13th. One study did actually find that females tended to be injured more often, which caused a bit of disturbance when it first came out. But there have been a couple of follow-up studies that have shown no such effects, so it probably really wasn't that valid.
Yes, and I've read a book written by Richard Wiseman called The Luck Factor, in which they study the concept of luck over a 10-year period with a number of people. And basically, they conclude that people make their own good or bad luck, so the state of mind can definitely have an effect on how things turn out for you. So it's where expectation becomes partly a self-fulfilling prophecy when it comes to luck. But with Friday the 13th, it's not possible to really document it with a well-controlled study. And again, we come back to perpetuation being partly cultural. I think most people probably look at it as fun just to talk about Friday the 13th being unlucky. In recent years, skeptics, in fact, have taken to having Friday the 13th parties where they deliberately break as many superstitions as possible by breaking mirrors and walking under ladders, etc., etc. But it remains the most common and widespread superstition in our culture. And for skeptics, I think it is one more thing specifically not to worry about.